So, Joel, how long have you been in Pine Gap, working Pine Gap for?
11 years this year.
And has it gone quick?
Yeah, actually, when I look back, I think, geez, I can't believe I was only like an 18-year-old kid when I got in. Now I'm a 30-year-old kid.
Things change, but they don't change.
Yeah, that's it.
And has the site changed much in that, you know, decade?
Yes, definitely been changes, and you can see it changing into the future. It looks like it's going to be here for a long time. It's always changing, always evolving.
Well, just looking around yesterday, I mean, there's tons of guys building new buildings and a lot of construction going, so it's only getting bigger.
Yep, yeah, we've got our new AFP building that's getting constructed right now. So it's going to be good for us because we've been living in these old buildings, all probably asbestos filled and whatever for a while now.
So don't say that.
It'll be good to get somewhere fresh.
No, it'll, and I believe it's going to be done by the end of the year, hopefully.
Yeah, but on Alice time, let's go with mid next year.
As an experience head, yeah, right that, there. Alice time, yeah, I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's like island time.
So what are some of the things here on station that are uniquely Pine Gap that you can't do anywhere else, say?
Well, there's things like the four driving. So we get a four drive course, and then you get to pretty much four drive out in the bush by yourself, getting paid to do it. Or if you're lucky enough to get on a bike patrol, you also get to go mountain biking, getting paid to do it.
That is good. Getting paid, you know, to stay fit.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not sure if Exmouth has a similar thing. That'd probably be the only other location you get anything like this.
Yeah, no, that's great. And your facilities around here are really good. You've got a state-of-the-art gym.
Yeah, that's right. We've got our gym, which I'll hit up in 15, 20 minutes or so. And, yeah, really good facilities. They've got a fitness instructor on site, so we can get meal plans, fitness plans, everything all done through site, all for free, no cost to us.
Okay, so that's something I didn't know about. So tell us about the fitness instructor.
Yeah, so he's a local lad too, ex-powerlifter. Who's been contracted by facility personnel and just AFP working out here. We've got a lot of access to stuff that the Americans organise, so him being one of those.
Oh, that's fantastic. So have you got many involved?
No, the classes don't really line up with our roster times.
Okay.
But I know there's some people that have got training plans off of him.
Yeah, that's good. And just to go to him for general advice and having a guy like that on site is pretty damn handy.
Yeah, that's correct. And even things like the men's shed event that we hosted here, he was involved in that. He came along, offered fitness tests for people, and also the site medical staff got involved with that and were offering health checks for people. So we've got good relationships with the other facility, other contractors, etc. out here.
And you've got a very nice mess hall here as well on site?
Yeah, very cheap as well, so.
And does he get on people's backs for the, you know, trying to eat a healthy? And
well, I can't remember the lady's name. We have a nutritionist out here too who's got her green zone. So you're encouraged to go to the green zone, eat a bit healthy.
Oh, that's not a bad thing, is it?
Yeah, that's it. They love their health and safety out here, so they're pushing for it.
So how do you find settling in, going back as an 18-year-old? Was it daunting for you or did you find it, you know, really easy? Or
I think as an 18-er, you know, you're a bit arrogant, a bit cocky, so I think I just kind of slotted into the role. But, you know, I think getting in young, it's been good for me because I've just grown and I've matured with the AFP. So it's been beneficial to me.
And now you're probably the, you know, the grumpy old guy, you know, checking the young, making sure the young guys are in check, you know?
I was still the youngest out here for a good 6-7 years. And now the latest recruits are a bit younger. But I can see myself in them. So we've got a couple of 21-year-olds at the moment. And it's exactly me all over again.
But that's good, like, you can relate in some ways, you know, if they've got any problems or any issues with maybe be it shift work or, you know, just general fitting in or stuff like that.
Yeah, that's correct. And also just having the knowledge and the experience myself, I can just give them a bit of a leg up where they need it.
Yep, and no doubt you probably got that as well.
Yeah, correct, yep.
Oh, that's great. Look, any advice to people who are coming to Pine Gap Station? Maybe they've got a transfer lined up. Maybe they are thinking about coming here. What advice would you give them first up?
A good thing way to start would be just try and make a connection here with someone. Just someone that can help you out, anything real estate-wise, things like that, just settling in. And then when you do get here, a great bit of advice is to get into a sporting team if you're into that. Great way to get in with the community, make friends.
Yeah, it's always good to make friends with people outside of work, isn't it?
Yeah, correct, definitely.
Because you can often get stuck in the sort of bubble, AFP bubble or
yeah, that's or it. And when your whole life's work, if something's bad at work, then your whole life's bad. Whereas if you've got a bit of diversity, if work's bad, life might be good. So it kind of evens itself out.